Some of Australia's most influential religious leaders have come together to urge Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to pause his hate speech reforms, warning about unintended consequences for freedom of religious expression. Leaders from various Christian churches and Muslim organisations, alongside Sikh and Buddhist leaders, have sent a joint letter to the Prime Minister and senior government officials, raising concerns about the reforms drawn up in response to the Bondi Beach terror attack. In the statement, the 26 leaders say they recognise the seriousness of the anti-Semitism issue in Australia, but warn that in their view, the bill does not provide clear and adequate protection for lawful religious teaching. Reverend Michael Stead, Anglican Bishop of South Sydney, tells SBS all of these faith communities see it as an issue of religious freedom.
All of the communities are concerned to ensure that Australia continues to be a place where people of all faiths are free to practice their religion, and these kind of overreaching hate speech laws end up pitting communities against each other, because it ends up becoming a criminal offence to make truth claims of my religion against your religion, and we end up getting the police to enforce claims because I've said something that offends somebody else because I've claimed that Jesus is the only way to God and things like that. This isn't how we build social cohesion, by asking the law to be a policeman on whose religion is right.